Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save up to 45%, plus free installation on qualifying purchases. Up to 45% off right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're pleased to welcome Antoine Stanley, who covers the Jets for the New York Daily News. We will start there. Antoine, what's your reaction to the Dalvin Cook signing for New York?
I think it's big. I think, you know, it's much needed for the Jets too, as well, specifically because the unknown status of Breece Hall. I know Robert Saleh talked about Breece Hall being ready for this opener against the Buffalo Bills on September 11th. But, you know, the fact of the matter is he is not, you know, come off PUP list yet. And it's hard to know what he's going to look like, you know, once the September 11th comes around. If you look at the running backs and the history of ACL injuries, it's very good. It isn't a long list of guys that's had a lot of success. If you think about Saquon Barkley and him coming off that injury too as well, and it took him another year just to get back to form, I think it's good for the Jets to have extra security by signing a guy like Dalvin Cook, who's well established in the league.
What happened to the Jets running game last year after Breece Hall got hurt?
I think it's a few things. I think one, obviously Hall getting hurt, I think that was big. And two, I think Elijah Vera Tucker going down, I think that was huge for them. You know, we're talking about a guy that played three different positions on the offensive line, which I think is so rare nowadays. And, you know, losing those guys in the same game against Denver, that really derailed their running game too as well. And, you know, Michael Carter, and I think Bam Knight, the son of a Knight, really gave them a little bit of a jolt late on in the season. But I also think the fact of the matter is they couldn't pass the ball effectively, you know, with Zach Wilson there, and then also brought a lot of defenders in the box. And I think that's also a culprit too. So I think it's a combination of those three things of why they couldn't do well and able to run the ball late last year.
Let's say that Breece Hall is even 80% of what he was last year or 70% of what he was last year. You have him as well as Dalvin Cook. The rest of the Jets have raved about Garrett Wilson. We saw what he did last year as the offensive rookie of the year. How do they feed everyone, Antoine?
It's not a bad problem to have, to be honest with you. So I think it's just when you have a guy like Dalvin Cook, what you want to do is just, you know, feeding the ball early and often, and you're not going to necessarily rush Breece Hall back, as I talked about, you know, running backs in the history of coming off ACL injuries. He's only 22 years old. He's going to be the future of your team, so there's no point of rushing him back so quickly. And, you know, as long as Dalvin Cook's healthy, I know he's going to come and start practicing a week from now, just because he's still recovering from his shoulder injury, and also he's expecting his first child as well. So, yeah, I think if you just kind of split those carries up and still have a running back committee early on in the season against Buffalo and get those guys going, and I think, like I say, they're going to be explosive offensively. You talked about Garrett Wilson and also like Lal Lazard too as well. It's a good problem to have here, the Jets, without Aaron Rodgers.
Mecole Hardman, also a Super Bowl champion. Corey Davis in there as well. And that's just at the wide receiver position. So when you think about the balance that they want to establish with the run versus the pass, what does it look like so far?
It's going to be mostly a passing team, I would expect, too. It's a lot of short passes, especially when you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who isn't far removed from winning back-to-back MVP awards too. And I also think, you know, they're going to play the high hands. It's going to be dependent on the opponent that they're playing and strategy and things of that nature too. It might be a team like the Buffalo Bills, who have a really good defense, you know, maybe they decide, you know, we want to rely more on the running game, and they decide to do that. And then, you know, you got the Dallas Cowboys the week after that, and maybe they decide, you know what, we want to go a little bit more pass friendly. It just depends on the opponent, and I think it's going to vary from week to week, too, depending on what they want to do.
We're pleased to spend a few minutes with Antoine Staley, who is covering the Jets and the Aaron Rodgers circus, as it were, for the New York Daily News. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I keep hearing about how the atmosphere is different, how there's a different energy. So what have you seen and felt so far with the Aaron Rodgers component, Antoine?
The main thing for me is, like, what I haven't seen. I've been covering NFL for a little while now. It's just Aaron, like, after a play is over, he'll go up and talk to not only the offensive players but also the defensive players and tell them what he's doing and how they can get better and little tidbits that, you know, that may sway the side of what he wants to do as far as coverage and things of that nature, too. And, yeah, I think that's rare to have an offensive player that goes up to players, like, during practice to do that. So I think that's one of the ways he's changing the culture of the team, too. We talk about a Jets team that's relatively young, especially what we saw last year. Start out 7-4 and end up floundering late in the season. And now you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers that has been to the mountaintop, knows what it takes to get there, and now is helping players establish that new culture around the Jets. Remains to be seen how far they can go in the AFC in the playoffs this year, but it's definitely a new aura around Fulham Park these days.
What have you heard from some of the other players about what it's like to be on the field with him?
It's just some of them were in awe. Some of them just, they're making him better on the field. I think a lot of players have said that. Just them talking about X's and O's and strategy-wise why they're at practice too. And also a belief that they can win. We're talking about a Jets team that has not made the playoffs since 2010. And it's hard. Like, it's hard to have that belief, you know, that you can win. So, yeah, to have a guy in there that has been to NFC championships, has been to Super Bowls, can help out strategy-wise. You look at what Zach Wilson, even in the preseason, he looks like a different quarterback, too. I mean, I know he's not slinging the ball all over the place like I used to, but, you know, he is being a lot more efficient in what Custer was his first couple of years in the league. And, you know, if you see his games against Carolina and also the Browns, I definitely think you can tell a big difference in even his demeanor early on.
Maybe going back to, say, end of regular season, when a lot of the buzz was around Zach being traded or them not keeping him, are you surprised that this is how it panned out, that he is still on the roster?
No, because I think, you know, ultimately, what were you going to get for Zach Wilson? Maybe like a 7th-round pick or so? It bodes well for them to just keep him. And, you know, you didn't know how long Aaron Rodgers might decide to play. Now it seems like he's going to play at least a couple of years. But now you can try to groom Zach and, you know, rehab him. And, you know, it's kind of a fresh start for him. And who knows what the future may hold after Aaron Rodgers decides to leave, if it is 2 years, if it's 3 years down the line. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing that they're holding on to him. I actually thought that was probably the best situation for them, simply because I don't know what they would have got for Zach Wilson otherwise.
Antoine Staley of the New York Daily News is with us talking Jets here on CBS Sports Radio and After Hours. Defense is expected to pick up where it left off last year. Tough, physical, hard-nosed. But I'd like to know, what are the expectations for Sauce Gardner in year number two?
Well, he, you know, a lot of people thought he was one of the best corners in football. I think for him, he wants to be the very best in the game. And I think humbly, he'll tell you that he's not there yet, because you have to do it from year after year. But ultimately, that's his goal, and that's what he's striving to do, and to be the best cornerback in football. We're talking about a guy that I don't know if I've seen too many rookies come in and do what he did as a rookie in his first year, being a first team All-Pro, Pro Bowl, arguably one of the best defensive players in the game, and coaching staff and the players believe it's another level that he can reach to. And I'm curious to see what that other level was, because, you know, he was damn near good last year for the Jets. Next to Quentin Williams, I think he was their best defensive player.
What is the strength of the defense?
It's got to be the defensive line by far. You got guys that I think we even seen in the preseason against Carolina. They got guys like Jermaine Johnson, who I think is going to have a really fantastic year, looking like how he was when he came out of Florida State, too. Will McDonald, who they drafted in the first round, which I think a lot of people thought would be a luxury pick. He's just on raw ability right now and being able to get to a quarterback with his spin moves and, you know, athleticism. And then obviously Quentin Williams there having 12 sacks last year. Carl Lawson coming year two coming off the Achilles injury too as well. John Franklin Myers. We can talk about Michael Clemens. Like they're so deep at defensive line and defensive end in general. It's an embarrassment of riches. I don't know if it's a team in the league that has the amount of depth that they have on the defensive line. And I think that's shown throughout the preseason. They just wait to, you know, later on the regular season where teams are tired and, you know, beat up just the end of the game, and the Jets will be keep rotating these guys like it's a hockey line. That's kind of the only way I can equate it to. So, yeah, I definitely think the defensive line is by far their greatest strength, but probably on their team, to be honest with you.
The expectations obviously are so different this season. They've been building toward this point where they can finally be a winning team, but they're in a tough division, Antoine. Buffalo was 13-3 last year, one of the top teams in the AFC. We know about Miami making the playoffs the first year with Mike McDaniel, and that's even with a revolving door at quarterback. The Patriots still have Bill Belichick, though they're trying to figure out things. What are your impressions of the AFC East now as we head into 23?
I think it's going to be probably the toughest division in the AFC. I mean, yeah, I know a lot of people would look at the West too, and I know that was the big talk last year before the Broncos failed to live up their expectations too. But yeah, I think the Patriots are going to be, you know, they have a great defense. They have a really good offensive line. And as you talked about, Bill Belichick is there. I think they can still win, you know, probably 7 or 8 games too. It may, some teams in the division's life is difficult. I think Miami, it's all on Tua. If Tua can stay healthy, I think the Dolphins are going to be explosive and a team to watch and possibly a team that can contend for the division. We know Buffalo's there, won the division 3 years in a row. I don't know how much better they are compared to some of the other teams in the division. But, you know, I think with the Dalvin Cook signing, I think the Jets have a legit shot to win the division. I really do. And how they hold up in the AFC, I still think the Chiefs and the Bengals are tier one, but, you know, the Jets, depending on how they start out with, because they had a brutal schedule to begin the season, I definitely think they could be a team right under both of those teams.
Not only does Dalvin Cook land with the Jets, but Ezekiel Elliott reportedly ends up with the Patriots, these top two free agent running backs, which a lot of the buzz was about these last couple weeks. Antoine, the schedule for the Jets, not just because of the AFC East, how they start this season against the Bills, on the road at Dallas. They've got a game against the Super Bowl champion Chiefs, not to mention the Eagles, the NFC champions. Man alive, it feels like that schedule's full of landmines.
Yeah, really. I mean, not to nothing. Like, I know, you know, you didn't mention the Patriots, but they hadn't beat the Patriots since 2015. So you can't even really discount that either. So it is a murderous row. And then we got the Broncos. We got the Broncos game, which is going to be kind of a revenge game for Nathaniel Hackett, too. So I know a lot of people, a lot of Jets fans, and probably the players will be circling that, too, as well. So it is, the Ezra Makers did them no favors this year. I know they got them on primetime times this year, but yeah, early on they gave them a lot of home games, but those home games are going to be very, very difficult. So if they can navigate that, I think they'll have an opportunity to contend and possibly win the division.
Yeah, we had a over-under on my show about the number of nationally televised games. So not just primetime, but the ones that they would get on Sunday afternoons that would also be nationally televised. And you can see how the schedule makers and the TV networks have determined that this is going to be a team to watch. Can you feel that buzz then, whether it's extra media, whether it's just the attention around the Jets?
Well, yeah, it's no more 1 o'clock games, which is, you know, as a writer, you guess you kind of won. But at the same time, we all knew what. Well, once you get Aaron Rodgers, you already knew what was going to happen. You know, they're going to get a lot of games in the 4:25 slot and Sunday night and Monday night. So, you know, the days of them having 1 o'clock games is over. But yeah, you could definitely feel the buzz, and just from the fans and the media and everybody else just surrounding the team. And yeah, I definitely think that's why I think it's going to be a very eventful season one way or the other for the Jets.
Will not be a dull moment, that's for sure. All right, you can find Antoine on Twitter at Antoine, A-N-T-W-A-N, Staley, S-T-A-L-E-Y. He's covered the NFL for a while, is now with the Jets for the New York Daily News. We're glad to have you with us. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Wow, thank you.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman. and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball, is a podcast about the art and craft of play-by-play, and we're in the middle of an amazing season. Catch up on episodes with Joe Buck, Joe Davis, Pat Hughes, and more, and learn along with me, Matt Spiegel, how the job is done.
It's not just home run Bryce Harper in the Phillies lead. To really do it justice, you got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. I bring you the people who bring you the game. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.